Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Friday, March 21st, 2025.
Baidu faces backlash over data breach incident. Baidu, a leading tech company in Beijing, is under fire after a data breach linked to Vice President Xie Guangzhuan's teenage daughter. The trouble began when she posted personal information, including phone numbers, of other users online following a dispute, sparking serious accusations of doxing. Baidu insists that employees are prohibited from accessing user data and claims the leaked information came from illegally obtained databases on foreign platforms. In response to the uproar, Baidu filed a police report against false claims circulating online, including allegations that Xie provided his daughter with database access. Xie Guangzhuan publicly expressed regret for his daughter's actions, explaining that she obtained the information from overseas social media. This incident underscores the rising concerns over data privacy in China as the country tightens its data protection laws. Following the controversy, Baidu's shares fell by over 4% during trading in Hong Kong.
Trump's bold tariff proposal on European alcohol. President Trump has announced a bold proposal to impose a staggering 200% tariff on wine, cognac, and other alcohol imports from Europe. This move could shake up trade relations with major European economies like Germany, France, and Italy, raising concerns for both U.S. consumers and European exporters. As signs of a looming recession appear, marked by ups and downs in the stock market, the stakes are high. At the South by Southwest Festival, Deborah Whitman from AARP highlighted that maintaining a positive outlook on aging can add an average of 7.5 years to life. The proposed tariffs are part of a larger strategy to address trade imbalances, but they risk triggering retaliatory actions from European nations. As this situation unfolds, it's crucial for everyone to stay informed about how these changes might impact the economy and international trade.
NVIDIA's bold investment in U.S. chip production. NVIDIA Corporation, a leader in artificial intelligence and graphics processing units, is making headlines with a groundbreaking $500 billion investment in U.S. chip manufacturing over the next 4 years. CEO Jensen Huang aims to ease investor worries about demand for NVIDIA's high-end AI chips. The market competition is heating up, especially with China's DeepSeek launching a new chatbot that requires fewer AI chips. To meet this challenge, NVIDIA is ramping up production in the U.S. through partnerships with major suppliers like Taiwan's semiconductor manufacturing company and Foxconn. Huang also pointed out increasing competition from Huawei. At a developer conference in California, he revealed that orders for 3.6 million Blackwell chips from major cloud providers fell short of overall demand, excluding orders from Meta platforms and smaller firms. This significant investment is set to create jobs and boost economic growth in the U.S. chip industry while reducing dependence on foreign suppliers.
Judge blocks Musk's access to sensitive data. A U.S. District Judge, Ellen Lipton Hollander, has halted Elon Musk's team's access to private information from the Social Security Administration. The judge determined that the SSA likely violated privacy laws by allowing Musk's aides unrestricted access to the confidential data of millions of Americans. This ruling is part of a significant fraud inquiry initiated under former President Donald Trump, where Musk's government efficiency department sought to uncover fraud and waste in public programs. Judge Hollander stressed that investigations should never compromise personal privacy rights. This decision underscores the urgent need for government agencies to adhere to data protection laws and hints at tighter regulations on data access in the future. What does this mean for our privacy in the digital age?
Ukraine faces renewed drone attacks after ceasefire. Ukraine is reeling from a series of devastating drone strikes just after agreeing to a partial ceasefire with Russia. President Volodymyr Zelensky shared photos on his Telegram channel, showing the destruction in Kirovohrad, where firefighters battled raging flames and damaged vehicles. He stressed that Russia's attacks continue despite its claims of peace. Nearly 200 drones were launched by Russia, resulting in 10 injuries, including 4 children. Ukraine's Air Force successfully shot down 75 drones, demonstrating its defensive strength, while Russia's defense ministry claimed to have intercepted 132 drones overnight. The ceasefire discussions included a call between Zelensky and former U.S. President Donald Trump, who also spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The White House confirmed that Zelensky and Trump agreed to improve information sharing between their defense teams. The ongoing conflict, which began in 2014, continues to severely impact civilians and infrastructure across Ukraine.
Bharat Biotech's bold investment in gene therapy. Bharat Biotech is making a bold move with a $75 million investment to set up its first cell and gene therapy facility in Telangana, India. This expansion into cutting-edge medical treatments marks a significant shift from traditional vaccines. The global market for these therapies is expected to skyrocket from $21.28 billion in 2024 to $117.46 billion by 2034, according to Precedence Research. Racha Zella, the chief development officer, shared that the company is developing two cell therapies and three gene therapies, aiming to make these advanced treatments budget-friendly for the Indian market. The new facility will be operational in just 3 months, with plans to launch therapies by 2028. This investment not only showcases Bharat Biotech's dedication to innovation, but also positions it as a frontrunner in India's emerging cell and gene therapy landscape.
Families seek answers at Mexico's Ranch of Horror. On March 20th, 2025, families gathered at the Ranch of Horror in Tuxtlan, Jalisco, Mexico, desperately searching for answers about their missing loved ones. This site is linked to the infamous Jalisco New Generation Cartel, a criminal organization known for drug trafficking and violence. Recently, an activist search group discovered what they called a site of mass killings, revealing bone fragments, ashes, and personal belongings like shoes and backpacks. This startling find has captured national attention, as over 124,000 people have disappeared in Mexico due to ongoing cartel violence. Irma Gonzalez, a mother from Puebla, found her son's blue backpack among the items, bringing her a bittersweet sense of peace despite her fears for her safety after receiving threats. Reynaldo Nunez shared his heartache over the disappearance of his two children, aged 23 and 25, who vanished 8 months ago in Jalisco. Mexican attorney General Alejandro Gertz criticized state officials for their negligence regarding the ranch since September 2022, raising serious concerns about the government's commitment to addressing the problem of missing persons. Families across the country continue to seek closure, highlighting the urgent need for accountability and reform in the investigation of disappearances in Mexico.
Central banks tread carefully amid economic challenges. Central banks around the globe are taking a careful approach to interest rates as economic uncertainty looms. On March 20, 2025, the Swiss National Bank lowered its rate by 0.25% to 0.25%, marking its fifth consecutive cut from 1.75% last year. The Bank of Canada also reduced its key rate by 0.25% to 2.75%, reflecting worries about inflation and slower growth. Meanwhile, Sweden's central bank held steady at 2.25%, signaling stability for now. In the Eurozone, the European Central Bank cut rates to 2.5%, its sixth reduction since last June. The Federal Reserve in the United States kept rates unchanged but hinted at two potential cuts this year. The Bank of England maintained its rate at 4.5%, while the Reserve Bank of Australia made its first cut in this cycle. Norway's central bank has kept rates steady since late 2023, and the Bank of Japan is currently hiking rates but held steady in its latest meeting. These decisions highlight the ongoing challenges central banks face in managing inflation and fostering economic growth.
Micron Technology's strong revenue outlook amid AI demand. Micron Technology, a top semiconductor company in Boise, Idaho, is projecting a remarkable revenue of around $8.80 billion for its third quarter, outpacing Wall Street expectations. This surge is driven by a strong demand for high-bandwidth memory chips crucial for artificial intelligence applications, especially those used by NVIDIA. Sumit Sudna, Micron's chief business officer, is optimistic about continued growth throughout 2025 as the company boosts production capacity and market share. With all high-bandwidth memory chips sold out for the year, demand remains high. Micron also anticipates growth in NAND flash memory and dynamic random access memory across data centers and consumer markets, which should enhance profitability this fiscal year. Michael Ashley Shulman, Chief Investment Officer at Running Point Capital, emphasized Micron's essential role in supporting AI infrastructure. Despite potential uncertainties from new tariffs proposed by U.S. President Donald Trump, Micron is prepared to pass any additional costs on to customers if needed. In the last quarter, Micron reported revenue of $8.05 billion, exceeding analyst expectations.
Perplexity AI's ambitious growth plans. Perplexity AI, a cutting-edge artificial intelligence startup, is actively seeking to raise funds at an impressive valuation of $18 billion, a significant increase from $9 billion just a year ago. The company aims to secure between $500 million and $1 billion to fuel its growth and meet the rising demand for AI-powered search tools. Competing with giants like ChatGPT and Google's Gemini, Perplexity AI has attracted notable investors, including Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and SoftBank Group. To stay ahead, Perplexity AI has launched a new web browser called Comet, designed to gather information and tackle complex questions using AI. Its innovative deep research feature allows users to conduct in-depth research by analyzing multiple sources for detailed reports. The AI industry is heating up, especially with OpenAI's recent funding round of $6.6 billion, potentially valuing it at $157 billion. Perplexity AI's funding efforts and soaring valuation highlight the growing importance of artificial intelligence in shaping the future of search technology. What does this mean for how we find information? The future looks exciting.
China's antimony export controls impact global supply chains. China has halted all shipments of antimony to European Union countries since October 2024 due to new export controls. As the leading supplier of this crucial metal, China's restrictions have disrupted global supply chains, affecting industries like semiconductors and solar power. Prices for Regulus Grade 2 antimony have more than tripled in the past year. In August 2023, China announced plans to limit antimony exports over national security concerns, leading to a rush for stockpiling in Europe, especially in the Netherlands, which imported about 3,012 metric tons in 2023. However, imports dropped sharply to around 1,017 tons in 2024, with no shipments since October. Overall, China's antimony exports fell by 24.1% in 2024, totaling approximately 38,632 tons. In December 2024, an outright ban on exports to the United States of three critical minerals, including antimony, was enforced. These export controls have raised costs for industries that rely on antimony, prompting governments in the EU and the US to seek alternative suppliers or boost domestic production.
Israeli government dismisses Shin bet head amid ongoing conflict. The Israeli government has decided to remove Ronen Bar, the head of Shin Bet, Israel's internal security agency, following a loss of trust in his leadership. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu emphasized the importance of confidence in security leadership during wartime. Bar's dismissal will take effect on April 10, 2025, or when a new director is appointed. This decision comes in the wake of escalating violence after Hamas's surprise attack on October 7, 2023, which led to around 1,200 Israeli deaths and 251 hostages taken. Israeli military actions in Gaza have resulted in over 49,000 Palestinian deaths, creating a severe humanitarian emergency with critical shortages of food, fuel, and water. Bar's removal is likely to spark significant criticism, especially given the high stakes surrounding national security.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.